National Talk Black. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy country. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across this beautiful country. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bama Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And you can give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, don't act. We know you're not shy. You can text brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. We're going to jump straight in and have a deadly yarn with Deadly Sister. And her name is Jane Yedica. And she's a First Nation woman running Black Joy. She's a host of Black Joy, which is a podcast. I'm going to talk about this beautiful space. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Jingalawalu. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Jane, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, so Jingalawalu, Naninari Bilinga. My name's Jane Yedica. I'm a Minyabul Yukambeh Dungari person. So my mum's side, Tweed Coast, and also Tanna Island, South Sea Islander. And my dad's side, Dungari, so Kempsey Way.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much. So the host of Black Joy, a podcast, tell us about this space, how long you've been doing it, and what is the vehicle that you're driving here in regard to podcasts?
Yeah, so Black Joy, the podcast, it's been a long time in the making. It's been about 2 years for me going through a program called Sound Up with Spotify, learning all about how to be a podcaster and all of those kinds of skills. And then we launched 2 weeks ago. So I got a Spotify original deal. We launched 2 weeks ago, the first Spotify original podcast to feature Black content. The podcast is all about a celebration of the infinite ways Black Joy exists, resists, and rebels life in the colony. So basically, it's a celebration of anything that brings us joy as Black fellas. So that's food, music, community, playing cards, playing sport, whatever it is that
all
brings
topics.
Us joy. All topics. Nothing's off the table.
Beautiful. And so, look, you could say it's a podcast version of this program that I'm doing here, National Talk Black.
Absolutely.
And by any means necessary, let's use all the vehicles that are available. You know, it's a way of promoting our culture, a way of having our beautiful Black yarns out there to the world as an educational tool. If not a motivational tool in that sense, you know what I mean? And we need, like I said, I always say more Black successes. And here we have another Black successful podcast up and running, my sister. So we is the team of you that run the show?
Yeah, look, so I'm the host. The idea came from me a couple of years ago, basically around the anniversary of the Royal Deaths in Custody Commission. And all the media I was consuming was kind of, you know, really that deficit base. And I felt like I needed a space to create joy. And then I thought, you know, what else do mob do other than if we're successful, we bring our mob along with us, right? We're always reaching back and bringing the mob along with us. So I thought, okay, who can I bring along for this ride? So I've got my best friend Shira on the podcast with me.
And Shira,
I've
also, big shout out Shira, yes.
Yeah, big shout out to Shira, Kunya Wanarua woman living on Darawal country. And also our other co-host is Benjam Mazza. He's an Aboriginal man, grew up in Rockhampton and also has links to the Torres Strait as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. Fantastic. Team effort, fantastic. And what did you do before? For podcasting, my sister?
So I work in comms. I've worked in, always working with and for my community. At the moment, I work in comms for an Indigenous not-for-profit. Before that, I worked in sexual health for LGBTQ mob and did produce the First Nations float into Mardi Gras a couple of years. I grew up in Wollongong, lived in Sydney for a bit, moved to Brisbane, and now I've ended up here. I just keep progressively getting further and further north.
And enjoying the journey by the smile on your doll there, sister. So in regard to a podcast, is there a degree that you have to do in regarding podcasting? Anybody can start. If you're good on social media, you're a podcaster.
Yeah, look, honestly, like, and us Blackfellas, we always got an opinion on something. So if you got an opinion,
tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, right. If you got an opinion, you could do a podcast. Yeah. But basically, I went through this program called Sound Up with Spotify. It's a program that started in America by a group of Black women who realized that there was a gap in the podcasting market. You know, the podcast market was flooded with white guys who had opinions about everything, and no one really wants to hear their opinions, right?
Exactly.
So they decided, you know, who are the minorities and who are the people who are missing out of the industry? So Sound Up is a program for people who are missing from that podcasting scene. And so I was really lucky to go through that program with a whole bunch of other amazing Black fellas across the country. They taught us all about how to be a podcaster, gave us some deadly equipment. From there, I just kind of had just found my feet. And, you know, I mean, we only launched 2 weeks ago, so I'm still kind of finding my feet.
Thank you.
And I'm winging it. I'm faking it till I make it, there but, you know, we're having fun along the way.
Well, you're making the right moves. Here you are on National Talk Black talking about your deadly space, and don't care what product you got, is how you market it. Mm-hmm. And social media is out there. They say if McDonald's stop telling us that it's Mac time, then we'll start to think the burger's better Hungry Jack's. You know what I mean? So it's all about marketing, and you're having a conversation with Trinity Trev here on National Talk Black, another way of promoting what you do. So people can tune in to Black Joy, is that right?
Yeah, so Black Joy, it is a Spotify original podcast, so we're only available on Spotify, and we're dropping new episodes every Monday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We're also on Instagram and TikTok at Black Joy Official, so you can follow us over there and find out more information about me and my co-host Benjamin Shearer.
Sure, okay. And how long does the podcast go for each session?
So we're around about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, between 30-45 minutes.
And do you have heads up about who you're going to be interviewing, or you talk on your podcast for the next show, look out for, and who we're going to be interviewing to?
Look, sometimes we like to surprise you, Mob, and okay. Let you know what's happening just a couple of days beforehand.
Sure.
But yeah, that's why I think it's great if you can jump on our Instagram, you get to know what's coming up just before we release it. And each week we kind of do a different theme. So we're going with Black Joy Is, and then we're doing a theme. So this week was Black Joy Is Music, and Benjamin and I, Benjamin is a musician, a singer and a songwriter. We spoke about how we love music and how really music has been woven throughout cultures for thousands of years. We talk about iconic Blackfella songs that we all love and grew up singing around the campfire or on Sunday cleaning day.
Yes.
And then we also talked about First and Forever, which actually happened over the weekend. So Benjamin and I went down there and we covered that, and that'll be coming out in our next episode next Monday.
Good, fantastic. So with podcasting, do you use a studio as such, or how does it work?
Yeah, so I have a studio that I work with down in Sydney. So we often fly in to do a whole heap of recordings in about a week span. But I also have podcasting equipment, so I do some pickups at home.
Mm. And when we talk about a vehicle as such, you know, when you look at here we are, 21st century, black people, First Nation people of this big island here in Australia, we still got a lot of hills to climb in regarding closing gaps, and regarding black successes, stamping out racism. So this is a powerful tool, vehicle that we can use to have those real serious conversations.
And that's it. So Black Joy isn't about toxic positivity. Black Joy is resistance, right? Yes. Resistance against the colonial structures and, you know, that kind of fight that we are all up against every single day as blackfellas living in so-called Australia. So Black Joy and celebrating Black Joy and prioritising and showcasing our Black Joy is resistance, because really, the you know, colonialism doesn't want black people to be successful.
Exactly.
It doesn't want us to be happy.
Sure.
So the more that we can celebrate our success and we can celebrate our happiness and we can come together as a community and connect over the things that we love, like our food and our languages and our country, then we will continue to succeed as a community.
Exactly, exactly. And when you look at our yarns, they're not on mainstream radio or TV. You know
they're
what I mean?
Not.
They're on the shelf. They're non-existent. So we need vehicles like so to talk about the true issues, and we as black people, you know, in this country. Success breeds success. That's the other thing. So when you look at a podcast, look at 2 weeks here you are running Black Joy. How does it work in regard to it's a business entity? So payment-wise, how do you operate there in that space, sister?
Yeah, look, so I was really, really lucky and blessed to get the Spotify original deal. And, you know, working really closely with Spotify, it is a paid position for me to have this podcast.
Yes.
And I guess that was another reason why I really wanted to bring my co-host along the journey with me, because, like you said, success breeds success. So if I'm successful, my communities are successful.
Exactly, exactly. So then you paid a position, and then people you interview, but then as you get a big mob of following, then companies come on board to promote.
Look, that's the plan.
That's the plan, isn't it?
Yeah, so
that's
Black Joy for me is starting as a podcast, but really it's growing into a brand. You know,
yes.
Black Joy isn't just a podcast. It's a growing community, because we can all, you know, relate to this, and we can all get on board on celebrating our joy. So for me, it's starting as a podcast, but really it's expanding into a brand. We're going to have merch. We're going to have in-person events. I want to go overseas and talk about what Black Joy internationally looks like, because we have so many similarities with First Nations communities all across
the globe.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we can all celebrate our Black Joy together.
Exactly. You look at, you mentioned Black Deaths in Custody. Look, when we had, you know, with the brother with us in spirit, George Floyd, who passed away, and Black Lives Matter started running, and then we were supporting that movement. I heard a lot of non-Indigenous people here in Australia thinking, you're just jumping on the bandwagon. No, we're talking 500 black deaths in custody in this country with respect to brother George Floyd. this has been going on for years.
And that's our reality. You know what I mean?
That's our reality, exactly.
And that's another yarn that I want to have through the podcast. And, you know, I spell Black, B-L-A-K, because that is, you know, what really, for me and a lot of our community, is what we identify with, B-L-A-K,
yes.
Not the C, because, you know, that is often the first, the African-American experience and the African experience with the C there. But we have that unified experience all across this globe, because wherever colonization has touched, First Nations people, Black and people of colour, have been impacted by it. And that's something that we can all unite over.
Mm. Jane Yedica, thank you so very, very much, my sister. Black Joy host. It is out and about, you mob. So Black Joy, a podcast. Jump on board. Listen to the Deadly Yarns. And also help this vehicle fly into the future. Because, like I said, a lot of our yarns don't happen on mainstream radio, TV. And here we have a Black Joy podcast. Thank you, my sister. More power to you. Congratulations. 2 weeks. Got your training wheels on, but enjoying the journey.
Yeah. Yes? Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure coming in here. Again, we're on Instagram and TikTok at Black Joy Official, and only on Spotify. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Jane, we'll talk soon, my sister. We'll be in touch, eh?
Thank you.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Joy Yedica and Black Joy host, and look, Spotify original podcast. Black Joy launched Monday, 21 November. So for 2 weeks, been operating now, and all guns blazing. And beginning is half done. That's what it's all about. But it also inspires you, mob out there, to get busy with your life. You know what I mean? Live for the dream. The dream will help you live. That's what I'm picking up there with the Deadly Jane. It's about making your pathway and enjoying that journey. And fake it till you make it. Pick that up with Sister Girl. That's what it's all about. Be the best you that you can be. You know, you're talking to Trinity Trev, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you call a Kungai. From Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to divide. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've left a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now that is I. Me, you call them Kungai. Kungai from Yoruba, where my people reside. Where you from, my brother? Dream time began, but I tell you, this land belongs to a Sabo, and I'll say it all over and over and over again. And I say, hey, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, I'm not a Saiyan. Hey, do you call them Kungai? From Yoruba, where my people reside. Mm.
belongs to our people. It means more than a place to hunt and roam. Reserved for the past and present, 'cause it's our Aboriginal spiritual home. But you may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more. You've lived a lie. Lived a life. This land belongs to his apple. And we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Hey, me, you call him Pungai. From Yarraba, where my people reside. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
Having good solitude, where everybody feels safe, comfortable when they stay. Got me feeling like I'm wearing a cape. Superhero role, I am willing to take. Coming to the rescue when the lives to stay. Huni nungo wanga hatin matili. Yakani to give up, but I kumur yun laki. Bala smiling, I barely acting nearly logically. No more casualties, but I casual ease. Seeing more yappers, got brothers make it to national team. Even having different dreams ain't harder than it seems. Dreams come reality, no more fantasies. Gotta break free, gotta be what you wanna be. Gotta break free, doesn't matter what the other see. Gotta break free, gotta be what you wanna be. Yeah, yeah, be what you wanna be.
Be who you wanna be, 'cause ain't nobody do it like you. I mean, you is one in a million. Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you.
Ain't nobody do it
like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you.
Observation of the conversation, collaboration for the elevation. Now we're having celebration, sending invitation to the black and white. Doesn't matter what the color, it's alright. At the same time, still gotta fight for the youth, for the right. Whether you like it or not, we keep getting up. Pushing and pushing, we can't get enough. Munita Markuli made the coping link. Araku, make it team. Rukutaku, no more school, no. It's a real world, not a dream world. Gotta keep moving forward. I know I can. Repeating the four words. I know I can. Third time to charm. I know I can. Two worlds combine, opportunities come. Every once in a lifetime, believe. Seems dreams come reality, no more fantasies. Gotta break free, gotta be what you wanna be. Gotta break free, doesn't matter what the others see. Gotta break free, gotta be what you wanna be. Yeah, be what you wanna be.
Be who you wanna be, 'cause ain't nobody do it like you. I mean, you is one in a million. Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you.
Ain't nobody do it
like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you. Oh, oh, oh. Be who you wanna be, 'cause ain't nobody do it like you. I mean, you is one in a million. Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you.
Ain't nobody do it
like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you.
Don't be stressing about it. Do your thing. Ngara kita atin ni tumala pater dutok dam lokol dal babu ina hanya. Ya kini duka gura mati kumur ina nunga dream go. Mergan ni tumatu nunga passion go, passion go.
You wanna be, 'cause ain't nobody do it like you. I mean, you is one in a million. Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like
you. Ain't nobody do it
like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like you. Oh, oh, oh. Who you wanna be, 'cause ain't nobody do it like you. I mean, you is one in a million. Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you, like you, like you, like.
Ain't nobody do it like you, like you, like you.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, Ain't Nobody Like You, that's Baker Boy featuring Jerome Farah, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana Strong, your mob, too deadly. Let's look at the news headlines. Cracks emerge in Nationals over opposition in Indigenous Voice as Ken Wyatt blasts party's laziness. Backbench MP Sam Birrell reserved his position on referendum, while Michael McCormack says Nationals could revisit their opposition. So former Liberal Minister for Indigenous Affairs Ken Wyatt has branded the decision by the Nationals party room to oppose the Voice as disappointing. Very upset with that situation, and there it is. Other top news here: Coalition MP stage walkout after Morrison censored over secret ministries. Go figure. Inflation surprising easiness last month as supply bottlenecks clean. The Australian states here how media in Outback Wrangler Stars chopper alleged disconnected before. The crashing, killing Chris Willow Wilson. So the story in here. Excruciating pain. Jimmy Barnes breaks silence over major health news. Why Sydney house prices will rise again sooner than you think. Alarming sight on a major Melbourne road. Racist interview with Pope Francis causes fury in Russia. Prince Andrew furious after losing his police protection. Russia's Medvedev warns NATO over supply Ukraine with Patriot system. They're the headlines for the news today. Have you seen Jan Armstrong? Add to the conversation here. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening in news, or maybe you want to talk about Merry Christmas, Kuri New Year regarding the festive season. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jana with the bully. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, Youth Verdict and the Bimblebox Alliance victory over Clive Palmer coal mine after historic human rights and nature legal decision. A Queensland court has found Clive Palmer's proposed Waratah coal project should be rejected after historic legal challenge by Youth Verdict and the Bimblebox Alliance. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Marawa Johnson, a Youth Verdict co-director and First Nations program led, and talk about this space on the line. We have Mara. Good morning, Mara. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Marawa?
Yeah. Wadamali, everybody out there listening. My name's Marawa Johnson. I'm a Wiradjuri woman from the Wiradjuri dialect of the Birriga Nation.
Yes.
In northern central Queensland. So not too far from here, but down exactly. South a little bit.
Represent. Too deadly. Thank you very much. So who we have, it's your Youth Verdict co-director and First Nation program led, Youth Verdict and the Bimblebox Alliance victory over Clive Palmer coal miner after historic human rights and nature legal decisions. Look, so a win, you could say, my sister.
Yeah, very excited. The first time that court has made a ruling or a recommendation about a coal mine based on human rights considerations and the considerations of the cultural rights of First Nations people.
Look, it's so very, very important when you look at so-called mining companies or businesses and white businesses at that, and putting black people to the left, to the, you know, on the shelf, so to speak. We need to be at the table, front and centre, to all conversation, what's happening on our country. And here's another reason why in proof, and that should be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too deadly, exactly that. And so while Youth Verdict isn't like exclusively a First Nations organisation, we as like a group, as a group of young people who care about climate change, well, we worry about the future that we're going to inherit. I just had a little one, so worried about her future too. And
exactly.
I think as a mob, you know, it's our responsibility to make sure that we hand down safe and healthy country to our young ones. So while we're not exclusively First Nations, we are led by a group of young people who are really passionate about, following the guidance of First Nations mob and our ways, essentially, of being with country to hopefully shift that dynamic of the way the mainstream thinks about country. Because we have to remember, too, that Australia was, like, founded on, coming here to exploit the land in various different ways. And for my country, that's been ripped apart by coal mining for decades
exactly.
now. you know, it's been hard for our mob to stand up, but we're just hoping that other mob who want to object to, you know, the industry that's causing climate change, that's already having impact for our mob in our communities, then we feel like hopefully if they want to, you know, lean on the decision from the court on Friday, then, you know,
so be it.
That's too deadly.
Exactly. And when you talk about climate change, it is real, isn't it, Marawa? And we need to stand tall because we need to protect Mother Earth. When you talk about the so-called astronauts of the world are looking at life outside the Earth, like Mars, for example, well, let's look after this planet first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no planet number two. And I think that a good way is that Western way of thinking is always about, you know, coming up with some sort of technology that's going to fix it. Or, you know, rather than listening to mob about how we connect to countries, I'd rather consider, like, you know, building big, you know, shields from the sun rays and whatnot out in space.
Exactly.
when, you know, all they have to do is listen to the mob who've been here since time immemorial.
We are the professors, are we not?
We're the experts in our country.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
To deal. Now, talking about some of the stuff that that's on the table, I mean, you look at what climate change is happening to, well, even the Torres Straits, you know, a mob up there in Cape York, here in Cairns, for example. Can you give us some sort of background on those findings?
Yeah. I can talk about a little bit of the evidence. So, obviously, with the Torres Straits, clearly rising sea levels.
Yes.
But also just the temperature of the water itself is making, like, you know, different sea life goes further out away from the island. So it's causing, I guess, more threat in terms of safety to mob because the, and this is for the coast here too, mainland Cape York, like, mob have to go out further and further all the time. And obviously there's safety issues that come with that.
Yes.
Just the way that country used to be, just is very clearly there's obvious signs at the moment. There was a mass die-off of flying fox not too long ago, which is actually one of our witnesses' evidence. And so, you can, the changes in country are happening, and obviously our mob being so fine-tuned to knowing what, you know, how, like, speaking to our land, then obviously, you know, that message is coming through. I think what has to happen now is there really needs to be a shift towards, like, supporting our stories and our cultures, investing in our culture.
Exactly.
Because those are the things that are at threat here. And we have to think that, you know, if we're talking about climate change now, then in 10, 20 years' time, how can we pass on our identity and our culture to the next generation? Because we can't take them to the places that we've always taken them to, or, you know, the landscape has drastically changed, or even, you know, very sad for in the Torres Strait as well.
Exactly.
Significant, you know, sacred sites and burial sites and whatnot going, you know, for, disappearing into the ocean, really. It's as if, you know, the physical markers of who we are that are our reference places in country are starting to disappear. And so we really have to think about, if, you know, doing nothing about climate change, what does that mean for us as a people into the future? I definitely, like, I understand how it's hard to talk about climate change a lot of the time, and, you know, the science behind it can be overwhelming. And, you know, that's just not necessarily, like, our ways of talking about it. So the way that we really want to talk about it with the mob is, you know, through culture and understanding that, you know, the things that we hold dear, those are at threat if we don't stand up and talk for country.
Exactly. Mara, are you a co-director of Youth Verdict? How long has Youth Verdict been operating for? How long have you been on board? And can anybody join the fantastic organisation?
Yeah, great. Welcome all those things. So first became an organisation and launched 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I joined, so initially the focus was definitely, like, young people versus Clive. And then I joined 2 years ago. I assisted with, you know, being able to identify First Nations witnesses where the evidence of climate change on country is really strong and coming from cultural knowledge holders too. That can't be, you know, disputed by Western anthropologists. And we did, you know, a case redesign and said, you know, it doesn't matter just about young people because a lot of the time, like, the people who hold the knowledge and the stories really are our old people.
Sure.
So this is young people supporting, you know, our elders and
exactly.
who want to do caring for country, understanding that justice for First Nations people is a safe and secure climate for the future for all young people. And if you want to join, please just search Youth Verdict on Facebook. Send us a message on Facebook. We've also got an email, team@youthverdict.org.au. And then our website is youthverdict.org.au.
Good. Look, it becomes a powerful voice in regard to the dangers of climate change. Thank you so very much, my sister. Congratulations. Please do keep in touch. A big shout out to your team there and to your mob. And keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
Yeah, thank you very much. Shout out to all the mob out there who are supporting as well. And please don't hesitate to hit us up and ask us any questions. And, you know, if you want to share your own stories about what's happening on your country, we'd be happy to hear it and try and amplify that too in some way.
Tidili. Marwa, you take care, my sister. All the best.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye, sis. Tudele. Beautiful yarn there. Marwa Johnson, our Youth Verdict co-director and First Nation program led, and Youth Verdict, as well as the Bimble Box Alliance. Victory over Clive Palmer, coal mine after historic human rights and nature legal decisions. And they are pushing strong in regarding the contribution to dangerous of climate change. It is real. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, and that daily number is 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah. produces positive action we can all communicate with. One you yama, you know don't I? Oh, one you baba, you know don't I? One you yama, you know don't I? Oh, one you baba, you know don't I? One you yama, you know don't I? Oh, one you baba, you know don't I? One you yama, you know don't I?
Yeah, to Delhi. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong? 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yana up strong, your mob. The news here talking about the Indigenous Voice to Parliament. What will the Indigenous Voice to Parliament achieve? Three local change makers weigh in. The Federal National Party says it will oppose a constitutional enshrined Indigenous Voice to Parliament because it will not genuinely close the gap. There has been much discussion about what the voice will look like, now it will function, and whether it will unify or divide the nation. But what will it achieve in practice? And 7:30 spoke to three people who are bucking the trend and closing the gap in their communities about whether the historic proposal had the potential to make an impact, starting with Preston Parter, Birri Gubba school principal. And when the question is put to Preston Parter, he gives a cautiously optimistic answer. I hope it trickles down from policies to the groundwork. We'll see, he says. The Birri Gubba man is the principal at Alsvoid State School, which is attended by about 120 predominantly Indigenous students in rural Queensland. 6 years ago, the school started a program to revive the local Aboriginal language, Waka Waka. It was transformational. More kids are going to school, enrolments are up, and incidents involving bad behaviour have dropped 40%. But Mr. Parter says the true impact cannot be measured in statistics. A lot of people walk into our schools and say, oh, gee, it feels nice here. It was something I didn't get 6 years ago. It's something really special for the community. Was his statement there. And one of the other leaders here, Nathan Martin, you an entrepreneur. Nathan Martin freely admits he is not an expert on the Voice to Parliament. I've heard of it, but I don't really know much about it, he says. And it's funny because I did ask 10 people that they are in my life in different ways, and not one of them could give me an answer. To me, that seems like a bit of a letdown on the communication that has gone out around it. The UN man runs a network of businesses offering subsidised training for young Indigenous people and linking them with construction jobs. So that's his statement. And the third person is Christy Wadigo, Bundjalung Health Program Manager. Christy Wadigo has similar concerns about how the voice will represent the hundreds of Indigenous language groups across the country. What I need here in southeast Queensland is very different to someone in Pilbara or in Tasmania. So that is concerning for me, she says. The Bundjalung woman manages a maternal health program calling a birthing in our country, in their community, which is run by the Brisbane-based Institute for Indigenous Urban Indigenous Health. So there are the statements there from three change makers in their communities, and talking about the Voice to Parliament. And I believe we have Solwyn on the line. Solwyn, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, brother. Scotty from marketing, brother. He had one language. He had the voice of five people.
What do you have? Sorry, what do you have?
He had the voice of five people, brother.
Too funny.
Anyway, brother, I think tomorrow night it says they might Socceroos, they come against Tunisia, and I always make you yarn about when soccer was a WOGS game, brother, because of all those names. Mm. LOL, brother. LOL. It's when they had those funny names. There was Murray's in there that had English name, mm. And Charlie Perkins, Gordon Briscoe, one still alive, John Moriarty, and Harry Williams, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to think there was quite about Andrew Johns and Freddie Fittler was the most highly paid rugby league player, $300,000+ a year they were getting. Samoa and Tim Cahill, he was making it in 1 week, brother. And brother, you know, the flip side of, you know, like I was talking about, full-blown people and light-skinned people and brother, the flip side is that when we talk about success, and not just in the white sense of the word, but black sense of the word, and because I've worked in alcoholism before, and I like to say to black people, no matter what skin tone they are, I like to talk about three people. One had fame, brother, he had fame, but they had an album called Big Name, No Blanket, brother. That's all wrong, me, brother. And the lead singer, he had fame, brother, and he would have had money. And I don't know whether those people that I'm going to talk about had one of the other sort of successes that we see some black fellows, a lot of black fellows seem to have as representative of their success, is having a white woman, brother. But I don't know if that's true about the other ones. But he was one. Brother, the dancer, brother, that died from walkabout, he had a bit of problem with dope, brother. And the lead singer from Grumpy, he liked his grog. And brother there from, not the Indian brother, the lead singer, he had fame, and he was a very educated, well-educated black fellow, and brother, he was a principal. And that's three of them, brother. You know, like some of us black fellows, a lot of us black fellows say, we put conditions on our sobriety. We say, if only. One of those if only you had language and culture, and if we had land rights. And those three people, they had land rights, brother. Or they still have land rights. And that brother from Rumpy, lead singer, when they had the 17th report, he said it himself, he drank too much. And a lot of us, we put conditions on our sobriety. But there you go, brother. That's another side, like the black fellow side of success. They had it, brother. They had got land with that language and culture, brother. And they, in that sense, they had success too, brother. But grog, you know, brother. Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there, Selwyn. Have any say? Regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, you mob. And I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text me 24-7-045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM.